The last parsha in the Torah, Vezorah Bracha, the last Sforno we are doing in this series. And I found one that is Kedarko Bakodesh, the Sforno, in more ways than one. And it's short and sweet, so short that you might not even realize the depth of it. You might just skip over it. And that's really fitting in the Sforno. I know sometimes in some weeks we might have had longer ones, but the Sforno has some very, very short comments that are really worthy of extrapolation. So here in the Zohar Bracha we have one of those. Pasuk describes Moshe Rabbeinu dying, and the pasuk says, "Vayivku b'nei Yisrael and Moshe barvot me'av shloshim yom." B'nei Yisrael cried for Moshe, and they mourned him, mourned his death for 30 days. And the pasuk says, "Vayitmu yimei vechi eva Moshe," and the days that they were mourning Moshe ended. And then the next pasuk says, "Yeshua ben Nun, male ruach chokmah, ki samach Moshe yiradola, v'yishmol b'nei Yisrael, v'yisuk asher tziva Hashem Moshe." Yeshua ben Nun all of a sudden started getting nevuah, as Moshe put him in charge. B'nei Yisrael listened to him, and they did exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe to listen to Yoshua. So the commentaries have a little bit of an issue, because there's seemingly something superfluous in this pasuk. Is there any way any time period doesn't end? The pasuk says they cried for Moshe 30 days, and then the 30 days ended. Why does it need to say the 30 days ended? Do we have any question that the 30 days didn't end? There's no way the 30 days didn't end. Any amount of period, you know, it was, you know, and he ruled for 14 years. And then the 14 years ended? We know the 14 years ended. Otherwise, it would have ruled for 15 years. Meaning any time period the Torah is telling us had it. So says the Sforno, and why might you miss it? Because look what the Dibur Machil of the Sforno does. Vayidmu yimei vechi evel Moshe, v'yoshua ben Nun milech ruach chokmah. What's the Dibur Machil? The end of Pasuk Chet and the beginning of Pasuk Tet. As in, ignore the punctuation here. I'm saying that these two things go together. And what's the Sforno's comment? While you're crying, there's no wisdom and no insight, no advice. What's that? What's that a reference to? So the Gemara Shabbos tells us, how do you get nevuah? Person can't get nevuah, he can't get ruach hakodesh, lo mitoch atzvut, lo mitoch evel, only mitoch simcha or simcha shel mitzvah. The only way that you can be able to get nevuah, the only way you're going to be able to have this special spiritual insight coming to you, is from simcha. So therefore, when the pasuk says they were crying for Moshe 30 days, and then that time period ended, the next pasuk says Yeshua milei ruach chokma, he all of a sudden got his nevuah. So that's what the Sforno is saying. That we needed to say the words of Yitmu Yimei Bechi Eva Moshe, the Evel ended, and that way Yoshua was able to get his Nevuah. It was only because the time period ended, because he couldn't get his Nevuah during Avelos. He was really sad, his Rebbe died. Now that it ended, all of a sudden, next breath, you might miss it because it's a new pasuk. That's what the Sforno is saying. Read it together. Yitmu Yimei Bechi Eva Moshe, Yoshua Benon Mele Ruach Chachma. Why was he able to get his Ruach Chachma? Why was he able to get his Nevuah? Because Yimei Evel ended. So again, a beautiful, short, and sweet ending to our series on the Sforno. May we all have a beautiful, sweet year. Chag Sameach.